So I think at this time, we would like to ask Dr. Kennedy if there are any questions or comments. And please fire away. He's here. Yeah.
These pathways in the brain, can they ever be changed?
So they can be changed. The only way to change a pathway in the brain is to develop your brain into a different pathway.
So it's a learned behavior.
So it is a learned behavior. It is almost impossible to take the learned behavior in a circuit that's already set up and actually physically break it. That is why if you are addicted to alcoholism, and 10 years later I put you back in a bar with the same alcohol that you love, you're going to immediately do it again. Because that dopamine set, that brain is, that pathway that's set up with dopamine is so strong you can hardly physically break it. That's why there's so much danger in setting up these pathways. And alcohol is cheap, it's easy, and it starts way too young, and that pathway is, it's there. So yeah, you can deal with them, and you deal with addiction by setting up pathways that have more dopamine, so that pathway is less, but it's still there. Yeah?
So if someone has an alcohol, how would you change that?
So you have to say, first of all, you have to admit it. You have to know that it's wrong. And then you have to work on the other behavior. You know, if you're truly addicted and you're drinking yourself into oblivion, it is going to take a very long time and multiple, usually, consulting, the AA or whatever it is here, I don't know what it is, but it's going to take you a long time to develop the pathways to not have that addictive behavior anymore. The only way you can change it for an addiction is to continually do either a motivational or one of the other pathways and never again have that reward of dopamine for that particular behavior. Now, I think what you're struggling with is the cross between your mind and your soul, right? And we did not touch that tonight because I didn't want to get into that. Your natural tendency in our depraved nature is always after the wrong, right? So how are you? Can you train everybody to be perfect? No. We're talking about the addictive behavior part of it. Don't do it, and find something else that you can receive a dopamine pathway for, and do that as much as you can.
I worked at the detox
center.
For 5 years, and
so you should have given this up.
No, but I've seen also many people come through that would come through and ask them multiple times, right? And they'll do treatment for 2 months, 6 months, sometimes, and I've seen them do up to a year, and also they come back because they go back to their community, to what they know, to everything that brought them to the addiction. Yep. What would you tell those people?
If your community won't change, leave your community.
And they won't, because that's how they know.
then you're not going to fix it. That's the trouble when your community is part of the addictive behavior, is if your community doesn't do anything different, and this is just what we do, and we've accepted that this is what we do, if you put the person back in the community every time, they're going to relapse there. It is one of the most powerful things that you can possibly do, is put somebody back in the community with any amount of peer pressure, and you are going to go back. The social acceptance is amazing.
Yeah, I know a few of them, and actually, one of them I just knew, she actually overdosed the other day, right? So, it's you can't force them out of there either, right?
No, you can't. Yeah.
Could you touch a bit on the progressive nature of the dopamine release and how we need more all the time to get the same effect?
Yeah, so that was a parallel to the rat experiment. Right, so every time you
Can you repeat the question first?
Yeah, so he wanted me to touch on the dopamine effect and how you always need to do more in order to get the same amount of dopamine. Think of the rat experiment. He had to push the button 10 times at the end to get one kernel of food. That's the way your dopamine receptors work also. You cannot always flush the same amount of dopamine. Once the pathway is set up, you can use way less dopamine to receive pleasure. But the craving after pleasure is always looking for more. And as your dopamine cuts off and goes back, you're going to have to get more alcohol, you're going to have more parties, especially if your social acceptance is the thing that's driving it more than the alcohol even, then you're going to have to do more parties, you're going to have more fun, you're going to have to drink more at the binge drinking parties, whatever it is. You always have to do more to get the same amount of pleasure out of it, because your dopamine gets cut back as your behavior gets basically a physical part of your brain.
We want to add one thing. Tom brings so many good things to mind, but what I, as a parent and as a physician, fear the most is that dopamine will release once. And I think that we see it in the addiction centers too, is that we fear that if our children have just one taste of heroin, they get that flush of dopamine once, that's all it takes. And I fear that also today with the open internet, because it takes one glimpse sometimes to hit that dopamine pathway, and it's all over. And so for us as young parents, we fear and we set up boundaries and look over our children's shoulder when they're by the computer, and we fear that they might get a taste of a drug, because we know that pathway takes once. And that's why I find as a physician that the food misuse is so difficult, because we have to eat. But with alcohol, I think we look at it like, well, you know, you just have to have control, and you just, you know, your body just gets used to it and it's okay. But they forget that one of your children has a very touchy dopamine system, and you hit that lever once, and it may be a lifelong problem. So I think we need to look at all addictions, not like this one's more addictive or that one's less addictive. You know, I heard in the state of Tennessee that in just over 30 hours they had 50 overdoses that they dealt with, like literally in the year, like every hour they were bringing them in. Why is that? Because they're taking the standard drugs and adding things to make the dopamine release higher. And what I've heard is that when the news came out that all these people were coming in, that the addicts said, where is that person who just overdosed? I need to get some of that. And they were trying to find what those people were using. Why is that? Do they really want to die? No, it's because that's the only way they can get their dopamine up again, and that's all they live for. So I think we need to remember that these centers were given by God for us to experience pleasure, but the devil knows that too. He's going to do everything he can to get our children to just experience it once, because he knows that there are certain ones that's all it takes. So I think we need to look at that like fear what that center can do for those people who go down that pathway where they suddenly can think of nothing else but that next opportunity. And that's what leads to addictions. And the devil knows that can become his prey. Thanks.
Anyone else? Okay, on behalf of Jeff and I, we would like to say thank you to everyone. It was a pleasure to be here. We hope to see you tomorrow.